you can't go blaming me because I never ever told you the fact that I had three coolers. You never once, never ever once in 20 plus years of friendship have you ever said, hey, Lisa, do you have a cooler? So how is that on me? It's totally on you.
How is me not knowing you have a cooler on me?
Because you got frustrated because you're like, you never told me you had a cooler. We could have been using your coolers. Yeah, we could have if you just asked if I had a cooler, but you never asked.
That's the problem with you, is that if we don't ask you a specific question, we're never going to get a specific answer.
I'm not a mind reader. I don't know what it is you are hoping to get.
You hold people accountable for your life and you expect people to be, I don't know, psychic in some strange, bizarre way.
And I don't.
And hence I find out 20 years into our friendship that you had three coolers the whole time.
Yeah, but you never once
Meanwhile,
asked.
Meanwhile, I fretted about finding coolers to go to the lake with when you could have offered up that information as a good friend. That's the problem here. You're not a good friend because you didn't offer that information. It's not about me asking the right question. It's about you not being a good friend.
No, because by the time it was my time to be a good friend, you'd already solved the problem. So you took away my opportunity to be a good friend. Nice.
Nope.
Way to go, bad friend, Sam.
Nope. I found the solution because I knew that you would not because you're lazy.
I would have found the solution
you're
if
lazy.
You would have, you never once said, hey, I'm having a problem finding coolers. And then I would have been like, oh, no problem.
You could have saved me so many steps if you just said to me, I have three coolers.
You needed to say to me, I'm having a problem finding enough coolers.
I have always said to you, I need to borrow mom's cooler. In that conversation, you could have said, you don't have to, Sam. We have three.
But I didn't see anything wrong with that. So
you're making me okay. accountable for your inability to tell people stuff. That's not fair.
You need to ask the question.
No,
that's
don't.
Not fair. Yes, you
no,
do.
No, I don't.
Yes,
no, I
you
don't.
Do. Yes,
I'm,
you do.
I'm DFCing of this conversation.
Mm-mm.
Yep. Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
Oh, Samantha. You and I are not dialed on the same page.
We are not meant to be see each other 2 days in a row. That's,
no, right? It's
that's
too
basically
much.
Basically what we're saying right now.
And it's all that, like the moon and the stars and Venus.
Oh my
and,
God, don't even start. There's a full moon coming. And I think
right?
everybody is nuts right now, including
yeah.
you.
No, I think it's you.
No, I think it's not me.
And I feel you're cranky.
I'm not cranky, actually.
I feel your crankiness coming through.
I am totally not cranky.
I don't know about that so much. All right. So if I am, I'm cranky at you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Right? You just said spending 2 days in a row with me was not your favorite thing. Unless it's at the lake, then that's different.
Then I just drink you away.
Yeah, right? Same thing. Ditto. Ditto. Maybe we have to start doing this with a glass of wine. Right. One chug-a-lug, two chug-a-lug, three chug-a-lug.
Right. Okay.
Now she don't seem so bad. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, listen here. I was thinking that it was you that I'm shaking my head at this week. Right now, shaking my head at you. But it's not, actually. You know what I'm shaking my head at, Samantha? I got to tell you, I am shaking my head at public bathrooms that are shared by all people.
It's a unisex bathroom?
I don't know the verbiage, right? So I don't want to say the wrong thing and then it not be the right thing. But sure, it's a unisex bathroom.
Yeah, all it's shared
the people,
by all.
By all. All the yeah. people go in it.
Yeah.
I'm shaking my head at that bathroom.
Why?
Because toilet seats are left up. The diaper changing table left down. Nobody cleans up after themselves.
Oh. You know, I think you have a public washroom thing and it gets exasperated when they don't live up to your hygiene rules.
Right. And I go in and the light's on because it's right across from my office. Right. So the light's on, the toilet seat's up and the changing table's down. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm shaking my head. I walk in just shaking my head. Just shaking my head. Garbage on the floor. Oh, couldn't put that paper towel in the bin that's right there, could you? No.
How do we not put paper towel in a bin?
What makes us become heathens and monsters once we close the door to a public bathroom?
I don't know. Maybe because we don't have to clean it. Is that why we make it such a mess? Is that why we leave it in disarray?
I don't know, right? Like, it's because I feel it's like a big F you for everybody.
It totally is.
Right? Like, it's a total fuck you.
It's, I don't care about the next person that has to come into this bathroom, so I'm going to make it as messy and disgusting as possible.
All of a sudden, Samantha, it's like there is like this tidal wave of entitlement that takes over when you walk through the bathroom of a public washroom. Right? Huh. They don't pay me to do this, so I don't care what I do in it.
They don't pay me to pee? Is that what you're
saying? They don't pay me to clean it. They don't pay me to clean it, so I don't care what I do in it. That's what I think.
They could at least bare minimum be a human being and clean up after themselves.
Like,
right?
It's funny, right? Like, we're barely 2 years removed from the COVID. Remember the COVID when we had to wash the money? Yet now the public washrooms are just disgusting.
When we had to wash money, that's funny.
I feel, and that's another thing. I'll shake my head at that. We learned, there were no takeaways from the COVID experience, I feel.
No, we've reverted back. We reverted back to
the nastiness society let us be before. Uh-huh. Right? What is with that? I shake my head. That's what I'm shaking my head at. I'm shaking my head at public bathrooms shared by others.
I think you're shaking your head at not at the public washrooms, but the people that use the public washrooms.
Fine. I'm shaking my head at that. I'm shaking my head at the people.
You're shaking your head at the general public that goes to your washroom and says, Lisa's across the way. Let's fuck with her.
Let's mess with her head. Let's fuck with her. She's going to open her office door, see the light on, and steam is going to come from her ears.
And then the waft of whatever might have happened in that bathroom.
Right. Right. It's just going to linger throughout the day. Right.
That's pretty.
Shake my head at that. I just shake my head.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Felt it needed to be said.
Yes. Well, Lisa, you're not alone though.
Oh, why?
Oh, I am really, really shaking my head at the fact that when people eat fish in public.
Uh-huh.
I can't help it, but it reminds me of dirty vagina.
Oh, okay. And then
dirty vagina. And no one should know what a dirty vagina smells like.
But somehow in our mind we've been taught to know that smell.
I fully understand that is probably something that has been taught to society, that sure when you smell fish, it reminds you of a woman's vagina.
Right.
And that's not right. I totally understand that.
I don't know. Or is it? Maybe 70s moms in between their smoking in their tab and trying to teach us how to be hygienically clean. We're probably like, and dear, just remember, if you smell fish, you need to add a little extra soap to dad's sponge. Right. Right? Maybe there's a reason why we know that. Why we associate that.
We really shouldn't. We really shouldn't. But
it drives it home. It drives it home.
It was such a rank smell. And it was like, and then I thought, is it the freshest fish? Like, should it really smell that bad?
Outdoors. And outdoors.
And that made me think, well, we do live in Saskatchewan. And unless it's fish from a local lake,
right?
That thing ain't fresh. Like, how fresh
could
it be?
Not that fresh, right?
How fresh could it be?
Right, it's not that fresh. It wasn't just caught this morning.
Today, week ago.
And if it was just caught this morning, it wasn't in our town.
No, it wasn't.
Right? In somebody else's town, freshly caught fish.
We are, in case anybody wanted to know geographically, Saskatchewan is nowhere near an ocean.
We are located, we are nestled between no oceans.
We are nestled between as much dirt as possible.
Right, just dirt. We're just dirt and dust and road. That's all we are.
I mean, we got some really great lakes. Don't get me wrong. Saskatchewan is chock full of them, but there is nothing that close.
They're not growing salmon.
They're not growing salmon or shrimp or oysters or anything like that, right?
You're not getting clams in our lake,
no.
Right? You might get a little snail. You saw those,
you might get a snail,
but I don't think you'd want to eat it.
No.
So I don't know. I agree. That's definitely a shakeable offense.
I just don't know if it needed to smell like that.
And then as it came out, we both kind of stopped mid-conversation. Took in a deep smell, right? You take a deeper oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know definitely. What popped into my head immediately.
Right. Definitely dirty pussy. Dirty pussy.
I'm like, we shouldn't be. Yes, but yet here we are. Here we are, the Gen Xers that we are. This is how we grew up, folks.
That's what it was associated with.
This is the memory that we have.
Right? You smell fish.
Right or wrong.
Have an extra scrub at night.
It is what it is.
Just in case.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's too crazy. That's just too crazy. Smith, how's your week been?
Well, it's been hot, Lisa, and it's been nice, but I've been working, so that's not nice either.
Did you hear Thursday is supposed to be the first coming of the devil and hell? Because it's supposed to be 37 degrees.
Oh, shut up.
Thursday. It's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot, hot, hot.
It's getting hot in here. Don't take off all your clothes, right?
Please don't. Please don't.
It's so hot. It's so crazy and hot. Huh. Because when is too hot? When is too hot?
37's a little warm.
Right? Because again, right? No offense to India, but again, we're nestled in the prairies. Nowhere near you. Keep your hot weather on the other side of the world. It's too hot.
It's hot everywhere. The States is on fire.
Like people They're die in this up. Heat. People die in this heat.
Oh yeah, for sure they do.
Right? Like mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's just crazy.
I don't know, Lisa. We're just going to have to survive. That's why I have central air.
Well, look at you, bald.
Let's just hope it gets me through 37 degree.
Yeah, let's just hope that it doesn't go out because everybody's overused their air conditioning.
And that's why I have fans still.
Right. And the beauty of fans on a hot 37 degree day is it just blows nice hot air, right? Like nothing better than good. And I know this from experience because I live with the fan still. There's nothing better than just hot air blowing on you.
You live with a fan throughout the whole year.
I do. I'm a fan girl.
Yes.
I'm a fan girl, right? Yeah. Don't you ever think it's weird how like all parts of us have to get hot and sticky?
Well,
I shake my head at boob sweat.
Boob sweat.
Yeah, right.
Crotch sweat.
Right, crotch sweat. Like neck, I get why dudes. Yeah.
Inner elbow sweat.
That's your weenus.
Your weenus.
When your weenus gets sweaty. Like I get why sweaty. I get dudes where they get sweaty, but like when with women too, I'm like, oh. Right, you gotta do the lift, and you're like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna let them drop back down to their natural state. I'll deal with that in private.
That's when you have to wear as little clothing as possible in order to survive.
Right? You almost walk around naked, saying sorry, 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 dear.
Well, hopefully, in your own home.
Yeah, right. But even still, right? Okay, here I got a question. I think it's kind of my question of the day. I've been wondering about it. All day. Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you do, Samantha, if all of a sudden you're out in public and a private part gets itchy? Do you itch it?
No.
You don't?
Not in public. How, are you itching how do you, yourself?
How do you work through that itch?
You go to the bathroom and you go to the bathroom and you go to the bathroom.
Say you're not in the bathroom.
Say you're in the bathroom.
Say you're in the middle of a conversation with like your boss.
Then you need to find a quiet corner and you better hope there's nobody there and scratch away. Do not do it in public in front of people. That's disgusting. Who are you? Yeah. Are you a monster?
Well, just because it's a question doesn't mean I'm doing it.
I feel like always, when you ask questions,
oh my God,
you do
always.
It.
No, I don't like do it.
When you ask questions, you do it.
And then what? All of a sudden, I just like, to? Oh, maybe this is wrong.
Or you want to do it.
I don't want to do that.
You're just confirming whether or not you should be able to do
it. I don't. Right? Like when Andy Cohen was on Live with Kelly and Mark, and he was co-hosting with Mark, and he said to Mark, remember? He said to Mark, like, how old are you before you stop bathing with your kid? And Mark's like, you're today too old. You are today too old for that today. Too old, actually. And Andy was like, I know. I was just kind of like curious.
I was just asking. Yeah. So that's you. Because I feel like if this is you, if you got an itchy crotch, and then I'm wondering, why do you have an itchy crotch? And then I immediately say, do not tell me why you have an itchy crotch, because I don't want
to
know.
Why did you jump to the conclusion that it had to be my crotch?
Because you said a private part.
Well, I might have different ideas.
Are you talking about a boob itch?
Maybe a little side boob. Maybe. Those are private parts.
Oh my God.
You go right to the worst case scenario and you just paint me out to be some sort of monster. I feel
like this has happened to you. And you are now asking whether or not it's perfectly all right to scratch yourself in public.
I'm not. I know it's not. I was asking, what would you do? I know that don't. I know that don't.
Don't.
I know that don't. I know. Don't. It was just a question.
Again, I wonder. Mm-mm. Again, I have to wonder how the hell you got to this age at all. I wonder.
I have a curious mind. So sometimes I'm just curious about things.
And I think you're curious because you're like, mm-mm, my private parts are itchy. I should ask Sam if I'm allowed to do that in public. If I can scratch in public.
I'm not going to talk to you about my private parts, period, whether they're itchy or glistening. I'm not going to bring you in on that conversation.
Why would you say glistening? That's disgusting.
Maybe they're glistening.
That's
how do you know?
Disgusting. That's like saying moist. My private parts are moist.
Glistening I meant as clean.
Disgusting.
I can't believe that's where you went with that. How did you just go there? Where is your mind at, gutter girl?
Glistening. Gutter what girl. The fuck is glistening?
Gutter girl. Clean and shiny. Gutter girl.
Oh my God, that's...
Yes, that's not... That is, to me, glistening. Nope. It's like, nope. Mr. Clean. And again, nope. Don't take that that's any further glistening. Either.
That's not glistening. Oh my God.
Samantha, stop dragging me into your weirdness like that.
I'm not. You're the one that starts conversations with, hey, should we scratch ourselves in our private parts in public? Yes, at least not. Please, if you would just go ahead and do that, and let's see you get arrested. Like, that's what's going to happen, right?
Oh my goodness. I'm not talking about like doing weird shit at the corner.
I don't know at this point. I don't know what you're about to do. And all I think is, God, please do not put me in this situation with her, because then I too am going to have to like answer for her. Mm-mm. And I hate that.
Mm-mm. Okay, let's just
bad enough it. Sometimes you're an asshole and you get yourself into trouble.
Oh yeah, bad enough I can do that on my own, thank you. Let's just compare it to, you're in a quiet room and you get a tickle in your throat and you want to cough but you try not to. It's the same scenario, right? Is it okay for me to get my dirty paw and just give her a big old rub down there? That's not where I was going with that. And we're not even this podcast.
No, we're not. But yet here we are.
Because you dragged us into the mud.
No, I did not, actually.
Down to the gutter we went.
No, there's no gutter. There's no gutter. There's no gutter.
I feel you are in the gutter. Gutter girl.
Okay, so since we're talking about such a fun subject.
Let's just keep on going, shall we?
I think we need to unpack the fact that we went to Barbie.
Let's unpack this. Let's unpack this, bitch.
But just remember, I liked it.
Let's not give away any spoilers. Oh, that's right. There's none to give.
And this is how why you even bothered to come to this movie is beyond me.
You know what? It was a comfy seat. It was a glass of wine. And it was
two glasses of wine.
And it was a nap.
It was a glass and a half.
Right. And a nap. Right. I got to have a little nap. Right?
Oh my God.
Fine. It was fine. There was a couple parts that were pretty funny. Now, I don't want to say pretty. That's giving it way too much. Not pretty. In your opinion,
it wasn't funny. I thought it was great. I thought it was exactly what it was supposed to be, which was lighthearted and funny. And
but mark my words.
Parts of it were poignant. I thought
I must have been sleeping through poignant.
Yeah, I thought it was poignant. And I feel like the message was good. But really, honestly, what really kind of rounded out the whole movie was the ending for me. I laughed like you saw me.
Don't give it away.
It was pretty funny.
And she really was laughing all the way out. And I was just like, can I?
I was laughing so hard that I was crying. That's how hard I was laughing.
I had no tears of laughter at all.
Apparently, only I thought it was funny.
But mark my words, I guarantee you, world, you're hearing it here first. Barbie will be on Broadway.
And that there could be a sequel.
That show screams Broadway.
There was the musical. Oh my God, when the Kens started dancing and then they were snapping their fingers. It was awesome.
Ken loves has friendship in his heart. Barbie. No, Ken has love in his heart. Barbie just has friendship. Right? My name is Ken. Oh, and you're Ken too. And you're Ken too. And you're Ken too.
Yes. And what did Lisa say to me? Oh, I didn't realize they were all named Ken. Yes. And they're all named Barbie.
I didn't really get that. I thought they all had different names. I thought that Barbie was, this is how much I do not know Barbie. I thought Barbie was one, her, and not everything else.
It's Barbie, but then Barbie's an astronaut or a president or, I don't know, a cowgirl.
You know how I feel?
I don't know.
A few weeks back, I gave my total opinion on how I feel Barbie's, you and I, you differ. I feel Barbie's setting us up for failure. We can't be all those things.
We can't, but I do believe they've touched on that subject in the movie, Lisa.
That's part I must have been dozing on.
Probably.
Right? You can be anything you want. Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Yes, okay.
Kind of seemed like that a little
bit. It was poignant.
I don't even know what poignant means. What's poignant?
It had substance, Lisa. There was some meaning behind it. You can learn from parts of the movie.
Okay, good, good. Soon they'll teach that class at university. Barbie 101.
Barbie 101. Right?
Samantha, I'm glad you loved it because I could tell that you were loving it. I'm glad.
Right? Every time there was a musical scene, I was very excited about it.
Actually, our friends of the Patreon got the behind the scenes raw emotion of how we felt about it because we did a Patreon for them.
Yes,
right. So they got some sneak peeks that you guys aren't going to get. Sorry. Got to join the Patreon to get all the sneak peeks.
Yes, that's easy to join.
Easy to
$2 a month.
$2 less than a cup of coffee.
Less than a cup of coffee.
And that's for a whole month, you know.
It is.
For a whole month. Uh-huh. So something to think about, friends. Something to think about. So, yes, but I'm happy we went. I'm glad. You know what, Samantha? I am, despite what you think, I am a good friend. So because it put a smile on your mug, it made my heart happy. Right? That's how that went. You know what else is really making my heart happy, though? There's word that Ryan Reynolds is bringing back Elf.
Blech.
There's two people in the world that are happy about this. I guess three if you include him, I'm assuming. Me and my kid sister. Number one and number two, Elf fans.
Why are you bringing back Elf? I never watched it when it was on. I never understood why there was an Elf. I don't understand why Elf was always trying to eat. Was it the cat?
Yeah, lucky. But it's funny, right? Because Elf is very poignant.
No, it's not.
There's a lot you can learn.
Nope.
He's an alien and he comes from Melmac.
I know.
And his name's Gordon Shumway.
Yeah.
And he lives beside the Achmonics. And he's a salesman, right? He's a salesman for his part-time job. And all he wants to do is eat Lucky.
That's all he wants to do.
That's all he wants to do. Yeah. We have a friend of the podcast. I don't remember who it is now because it was a long time ago, who also is an Elf fan. Whoever you are, please speak up.
Yes.
So there's four of you. Join the fan club. Join the fan club, right? His color, do you know what color Elf is?
Brown.
Burnt sienna. It's his
really?
Color.
Because it kind of looks like brown.
Well, you need to get your eyes checked because there's some sienna in there.
Okay.
Right? There's some burnt sienna. He's burnt sienna. That's his color.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So how exciting.
So excited, Lisa.
Can't wait to see how this plays out.
I bet you it's going to be a movie. Maybe it'll be a musical.
Oh, here's hoping. Elf the
Musical.
Maybe
it'll go to Broadway.
Could. Elf the Musical sounds wonderful. Maybe you'll come to that movie with me.
No, I'm never going to that one.
Right, right. There's where the friendship turns.
I've done enough in my day. I've been to Anne Murray. I've been to the documentary. I've been to the concert.
You have.
I've done enough.
Wait till maybe next summer we save our money and we go out to see her in her town.
Oh, good God, no.
Because she does like a meet and greet. I saw that on the Instagram today. She's greeting all her fans.
I'm not spending money to go all the way down there.
We'll see. Wouldn't it be nice just to go out there just to see the area?
Nope.
Might just be beautiful. They say it's beautiful. They say it's beautiful. Like where she's from.
Where's that?
Like in the Maritimes.
Which one?
Nova Scotia. PEI.
New Brunswick.
Nova Scotia.
Do you want to just keep asking?
It's either Nova Scotia or New Brunswick.
Okay.
I want to say it's Nova Scotia. I don't know. It's not PEI, and I know it's not Newfoundland.
No, it's not Newfoundland.
It's one of the two. So what are the other two?
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, for someone who's a super fan.
I don't pay that much attention
to all
the details.
You really need to know where she lives, hey?
I don't need to know every detail, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should.
But tell me what I need to know.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hi, you just told the world that you think I take my hand and scratch my crotch in public. You should be thankful I'm handling that as well as I am.
I'm just saying.
No, don't just say that.
You brought the question up for a reason. No. That's all I'm saying. Okay. But did you see how cute Anderson Cooper was when he co-hosted with Mark?
I know, right?
And he's totally uncomfortable with the fact that Mark gets so excited at the fact that he makes people lose the game.
Right. Anderson Cooper hated that. Anderson Cooper was caught so off guard. He's like, last time I was here, we gave away the prizes, not took the prizes away from people. Right. And Mark's like, yeah, well, there's a new sheriff in town now. Right.
Yep. There totally is.
And Anderson Cooper was so cute because he is so cute.
He is cute. But is he still on the news? Like, is he still doing stuff?
Yeah. He's still on CNN.
Okay.
You bet. You just don't watch news.
No, I don't. So, and you know what? Even though I like Anderson Cooper, I'm probably not going to watch it.
He's just super cute. And it's funny because he's so awkward too.
Yes.
Right? And he just wants like the best. And Mark Consuelos, when it comes to that game, does not want the best.
No, he never does.
He doesn't. He wants you not to get the coffee mug, actually.
Because he wants to play the game right. And he's extremely competitive.
Right. He's like, yeah, it's not how we play it anymore.
I think they've all given up hope that Mark will like.
He's not turning around.
No, he'll never change. You know what? I appreciate that. And people are now commenting that they enjoy watching Mark do that.
I know, because it's kind of fun, right? Now I don't just watch the banter. Yeah. I now watch the giveaway.
Yeah. Because it's fun.
They've hooked me a little bit longer now. Right? Because it's kind of funny.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. They actually make a good pair.
They do, right? They're really funny.
Yeah.
They are.
I'm so surprised.
Two thumbs up to them.
Two thumbs up. Okay, but I have to put a thumb down.
Why?
Oh, my goodness. I am shaking my head hardcore. There is someone. Oh, I don't even understand. There's a Japanese native who transformed himself into a canine after forking out more than $14,000 for a custom-made collie costume.
So he's trying to look like Lassie?
Yes. He's trying to look like a dog.
He's trying to look like the dog that Andrea once had.
Yes.
I don't remember the name.
Savannah.
Trying to look like Savannah.
He's trying to look like Savannah.
Nobody gets to look like Savannah except for Savannah.
I shake my head. I don't understand. I don't get it.
$14,000 to make himself look like a dog.
To look like a dog.
He looking like a dog. Well, speechless. You should shake your head at that, actually. That I'm speechless over this.
I just don't understand why. Like, he must just really like being a dog.
I don't understand that. That's weird.
Is it because, you know, dogs are, you know, your best friend and he needs to be somebody's best friend?
Like, I don't know. I didn't research it. If anybody knows why this dude spent all this money to look like a dog, can you let us know?
Do we need to find it? Like,
because we're shaking our heads at this.
But do we need to dig more into it? He spent a lot of money on a dog costume.
You know what? I will shake my head if we do dig more into it, actually. I will shake my head at us digging into this. Because dude is not quite, there's like something different going on.
It just doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense. No sense. It makes no sense.
Zero sense.
Zero sense. You know what else made no sense? On the Twitter, on Saturday, NSYNC was trending. And anytime I see something that I know trend, I automatically think people die. Right? Happened with Carol Burnett, or not Carol Burnett, happened with Betty White, happened with Mary Tyler Moore, right? Happened, that's what happens, right? Did somebody from NSYNC die and I didn't hear the rest of it?
Not that I'm aware, but you do remember, Lisa, that we were watching trailers before the Barbie movie?
Oh, yeah, right.
Do you remember the Troll trailer?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Troll movie? Another movie I don't ever want to see. Just it was really right and off again, the list.
You know what? That brought a little happiness to my heart. It was really cute. I know.
No. No.
Maybe I'll take Shelby to it.
Yeah, right? This is when it's niece and auntie bonding time.
But anyways, did you hear?
Yeah, so is that's why it's trending, because they're their songs are in the movie?
Justin Timberlake is in that movie.
Oh, okay.
And he's singing NSYNC.
Okay. Makes sense, son.
So maybe that's why they're trending?
I don't go into it. I just see trending and I leave it at that.
This is your problem.
I don't go into it.
This is your problem.
It didn't pique my interest enough to continue.
One of the NSYNC members dying didn't pique your interest?
Well, that's what I thought. Somebody died. But then I thought it would show up the next day saying, like, Lance Bass dead. Although I don't think he would pique my interest.
Why did you pick Lance Bass?
Okay, fine. That Chris Kirkpatrick, let's go with him, dead. Oh, my God. Right, nobody cares about him. I take it back.
Don't say that.
Okay, there has to be somebody that nobody cares about. Okay, he was the bye-bye. Joey Fatone, nobody cares about him.
No, he's in he's in the third installment of the Greek movie with Remember?
Who was the other guy that sang? That's who nobody cares about, because nobody remembers him. You know, the ugly guy?
JT.
JT. Apparently you were an NSYNC fan in the 90s. Wow. JT. Oh, no, not JT. Don't talk about JT like that.
Don't talk about any of them. That's rude. I like Joey Fatone because he's funny.
Okay, fine. Well, apparently you were saying this is the problem with me because I don't read enough. I don't read about it.
No. So then you just automatically assume.
I just assume somebody was dead. I thought, I'm going to write that down. Ask Sam about that on the podcast. Somebody die?
No.
Because I know you get your news through the entertainment.
I do.
So I thought you would know.
Nobody died, Lisa. It's trending because NSYNC is now coming back from the dead.
Gotcha.
90s is alive and well. Grunge is making a return.
It's all coming back. It's all
big,
coming back.
Big flowy cargo pants that you apparently seem to need.
But it can never find.
Find.
Right?
That's the one thing you liked in the Barbie movie.
Right? I'm like, I love those pants. That's right. That was the highlight of the movie. Yeah, that pant. That pant. Okay. This is something serious now, okay?
Fine.
And just be honest. Don't twist this. Just be honest, okay?
Why would... Okay.
Just don't. Mm-mm. But can I go ahead?
Yes.
Thank you. Proceed. Okay. If someone told you that if you exercised and ate something specific for 1 month and you could decide where the 20 pounds was going to come off, number one, would you do it? Number two, where would you pick that the weight comes off?
I probably would do it, but I probably after a month would hate whatever one thing I had to eat. And if that's all I could eat, I probably would lose my shit after 1 month.
Right.
But if I could pick an area, I would probably say my stomach.
Okay, interesting.
Or my left butt cheek.
Just your left one. I feel next time I see you, I'm going to have to really like take a look at your backside because I never really realized that one side is different. I always think of you as very proportionate.
I'm a cylinder of fat.
Right. Very proportionate.
I am a cylinder of fat.
I'm not saying those words. Those are your negative words. I'm saying you're very proportionate.
Like any woman, let's get rid of my belly fat.
Right. Okay. So if
I'm
it
not,
was
you
me,
know what? And because I went to the Barbie movie, and because she's empowered me, I am going to say if I had a choice, if I could potentially lose weight for eating just one weird specific thing a month,
yeah,
I would give it a shot. And I'm not afraid to say that. You people, at me all you want, guys.
Oh, but I'm doing it. I'm doing that diet.
I'm being honest.
I'm doing that diet for 2 months. I'm going for 40 pounds.
And I'm going to take my right cheek and my left cheek.
I'm gonna, as much as I want my muffin top gone, I want my jowly, my fat jowls gone.
Oh, your jowls.
Not excited about the extra fat that grows down beside my face.
You know, you could get that sucked out, hey?
Yeah, but I don't want to go to all that trouble.
And you know a plastic surgeon, so.
I do.
And he probably would do it.
I tell you, he did great work on me. Right? Put Humpty Dumpty back together. Right? That's where I would get it done. But I would do it. I would do that diet. I wish all diets, I wish we could pick. I wish we'd be like, fine, I'm going to buy in. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do whatever you say, but I want that weight to come off here. Just like when you do like a filter on like Snapchat or something, right? And you can filter so you look all pretty. Remember that time I did the TikTok and you're like, why do you have that filter? And I didn't realize I had a filter. And I'm like, and all I thought was, I don't know what's with my lips, but they look really nice. And you're like, because you're on like a beauty glow filter. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. I'm like, I am really pretty.
Yeah.
I'm really pretty with those lips.
Yeah, right? You are.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. So I would do that. I better put the work in. I mean, no pain, no gain, Samantha. No pain, no gain. Right?
All right.
Be like Missy Elliott. I'm going to work it. Let me work it. I'm going to work it. Let me work it. Like that song.
I think there's a little bit more to that song.
Just singing the chorus.
Something, something. And then there's like twerk it in there.
I feel that you have this weird obsession with that area.
No, I don't.
I'm just like playing it. So let me work it. I'm going to work it. Because I'm talking about lifting weights.
Down and twerk it.
I'm talking about lifting weights. Going to work it. That's what I'm thinking. You are like... But you're not in the gutter. No, friends of the podcast.
Not in the gutter.
Not in the gutter.
I'm not. No.
All right.
I'm just saying.
I feel like you're there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if it's to go over you first.
Okay. If it's a rutabaga or if it's zucchini that I have to eat.
You're not going to do it?
That's going to be hard for me.
Okay. So if then you're going to exercise harder?
Oh my God. If it's beets. I'm out.
Whoa, I'm out.
I'm doing it for 6 months. If it's a squash, I'll consider it. But if it's a beet, I'm out. That's
so here's
a solid,
the penalty
hard,
then.
No.
Here's the penalty then. If you decline the food, you don't get another food option. You get no food, but then you have to work it harder in the gym. So you're going to have to just treadmill.
You have to eat. Yeah.
Okay, fine. But they're going to tell you, but it's not going to be a rewarding one.
And I'm not going on the diet. I don't care. Then I don't care. Then I opt out. I'm opting out. Let my butt cheeks be what they are.
There's no opt out. There's no opt out. You already opted in.
Nope. I'm opting out.
Because you're afraid of no pain, no gain? That got
you
all scared?
I'm not eating beets.
Nobody said it's beets. It might be like a turnip.
It's going to be something disgusting.
Say it's turnip.
What if it's corn? There's absolutely zero nutritional value in corn, hey?
I know, but think of how much you poop and you're going to get thinner.
Well, for you... It'll be once a week.
But it'll be a
you'll
lot
have
of
a lot of corn
by the time
up.
That week is done. Right? Build up. There'll be a lot of corn built up. Just saying, right? No pain, no gain. I can do that.
That's going to be a lot of rabbit pellets.
Pencil me in. That's fine. If it's that, maybe it's something delicious. Maybe it's, I don't know, pie. I don't know. It's hard to say. Right? Got no clue. I got nothing for you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I got and I shake my head again.
Oh my goodness. It's you're shaking your head at everything this
medicine
week.
Cupboard. Oh. I am.
Why? Why do people do this? Why do people do this?
Apparently people like to snoop in medicine cupboards and I'm shaking my head because you have no business being in somebody else's shit.
It's not your shit. You got no business being in somebody else's shit. It's not your shit. Mind your business.
But apparently, I read an article that said that 83% of people will check out someone's medicine cabinet and 60% of the people look under the bathroom sink.
No way. No way. And people take a survey and admit to it?
Uh-huh.
I'm not a looker. I don't care what you got.
You're not a looker?
No, I'm not a looker. I don't care what you got.
I don't care what you have. Girl who scratches her private parts.
Really different if I'm in your bedroom and you have like a side table. Maybe I'm looking at that guy.
Don't.
Oh.
That's worse. There's like even more private things than that.
But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the medicine cabinet and we're talking about the sink.
Are you curious enough? Like, would you open the medicine cabinet and go, I wonder what kind of fun drugs they're on?
No, I wouldn't care. Would you?
I'd be curious.
A snooper?
If she has really good skin, I wonder what she uses. It is in her medicine cabinet.
So instead of just being a decent human being and asking and saying, hey, I really appreciate your skin tone, you're just going to rummage through their stuff. You and I are very different this way.
I do not confirm, nor do I deny.
Oh, you are a snooper. You snoop. Snoop doggy dog right there. Right there. Snoop doggy dog. Right? I can't believe this.
Potentially.
I would not have put you as a snooper. Because you're so like, you mind your own business.
I'm not saying that I'm a snooper. Mm. You just automatically assumed I was a snooper.
Just like you automatically assume I'm having a conversation with my boss, scratching my crotch. How do you like how that feels? Not that good of a feeling, is it, Samantha? Right?
Oh, Lisa.
Right?
Calm
Interesting.
Down.
Okay. I feel like I'm on a weight thing. I'm like talking about a lot of weight this week. Okay. I know people do because I do. I have a ritual for weighing myself. I wonder if other people do. For me, for example, I'll tell you my ritual. I stand up tall. I take a deep breath. Right. I suck in my stomach. I try to have on as little clothing as possible. However, I am not naked because that's not realistic. And I step on the scale. My scale says I'm awesome. I step on the scale and I go 2 out of 3 to get the best read. I don't just settle on the first read. I do the best 2 out of 3 reads till I'm happy with one of them. What if the first one's wrong? What if I put more weight on my left foot?
Serious.
Yeah. Right?
Are you putting 1 foot on the floor and 1 foot on the scale in both the hopes go on that the it scale. Will change?
Both go on the scale. Always on the scale. But I just think maybe the first read, it's not accurate. So let's do a second read.
2 out of 3.
I take the best 2 out of 3.
Like it's a game.
Not a punishment. Not with a form yourself. Of punishment. Yeah, uh-huh. I just play it by myself. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right? Not like a punishment. Because people don't like getting weighed, right? They feel it's like a punishment.
Most people do, yes.
Yeah, right? So I don't think of it like that. I just think of it a little bit like a game. Right?
I try not to weigh myself.
I weigh myself every Saturday.
Why?
Because I'm curious to know.
After a night out of eating?
I know, it's not the best. Not always the best, right?
First time.
But is there any day that's any better, like Tuesday?
Have you ever lost any weight on a Saturday?
I'm a maintainer. I'm not a gainer. I'm a maintainer for the most part. I keep my fighting weight. That seems to be the way that I go.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying, Samantha.
Well, I'd be curious if anybody else has a ritual for weighing themselves. Yeah.
Anybody else? Or are you all too afraid to get on the scale?
I'm not afraid to get on the scale. I just don't. I know what my body is doing. So,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not by no means am I happy. I'm always like, oh, son of a bitch. I'm kind of mad at myself. And then I go right to the kitchen, get myself a snack. Right? Just make myself feel better.
Yep. There you go.
That's what I do with that.
I feel good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now that you've confessed your weird rituals, perhaps other people of friends of the podcast will do the very same thing.
Here's hoping. Just don't be shy.
As Lisa peels back the layers
of the onion.
So have we asked a specific enough question, or do we need to ask you something different in order to get a different answer from you?
So far, you're good. So far, you're good, Samantha. Right? So far, so good.
Uh-huh. Lisa, do you have coolers at home?
Yes, I do.
How many do you have?
I have 3.
Do you still have all 3?
Right now, I do.
Are you going to keep them?
Not sure yet. Jury's still out. Maybe.
Did you get rid of the crock pot?
Yes. I feel like I'm taking a lie detector right now. Yes, I did. Go ahead, hit me. Yes, I did.
Do you wear pants when you weigh yourself?
Usually shorts. No.
Are you wearing your steel-toed bra?
No.
Do you have your glasses on when you're weighing yourself?
No, no.
So how accurate is it? Because you're blind as a bat.
I know. Right? I can still see it, though. I put my glasses on after and look at it and go, oh, shit. That's what I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all the questions for now. I'll circle back later.
Awesome. I will not disconnect.
Okay. But someone who did disconnect, and that's the sad thing.
I'm so sad.
Is Pee Wee Herman.
I know, right?
That's sad.
Did you see today on the social medias how they were announcing his death today? It was just a red bow tie and his year of birth and to his year of death. Because that was his Pee Wee Herman bow tie, right?
Yeah, his bow tie.
And I was just like, oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. He was, everyone apparently loved him. He was kind and generous to many people. Yeah. I saw Kathy Griffin posted a video that he had sent to her on her birthday. Apparently, nice. He always did birthday messages for her every year.
Okay. Cool.
And it's sad. He was only 70 and he died of cancer.
I know, right? And I think that, I think the world's going to miss a Pee Wee Herman. I, you know what? It hit me. Like, I had my first car was named Pee Wee. Because it was just kind of a little red car, kind of reminded me of Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
And I always really appreciated his entertainment and his joy for life.
Yeah, it was, and what did he have? Pee Wee Herman's house or something?
Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Pee Wee's Playhouse, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, and then it was his laugh, right?
Yes. Her. Right? Like, he was just awesome. He was just, and I know there's going to be some people that say he had a little dark side. And again, right? I don't care to get into that in depth. Whatever. I care to remember the light that was Pee Wee Herman.
Right.
Right.
It was nice. I mean,
surprised.
That's somebody we grew up with.
Yeah, totally. Right.
Right.
Totally. We grew up with that.
That's our Gen X right there.
Totally. Totally. Okay. Here's something interesting, okay? Subway, USA. They're running a contest. Free subs for life. I'm shaking my head at this, actually. I'm taking it back. I'm shaking my head at this. Free subs for life if you legally change your first name to Subway.
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
I'm shaking my head. Who would do that?
Somebody who wanted free subs for life. You have to really want free subs for life.
For life. However, how great does Hey McRib Gibson sound?
Nope. Nope.
Right? McRib Gibson. Oh, yeah. Nope. One moment, please. Hi, it's McRib Gibson calling. I would like to make a doctor's appointment.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Right?
No.
Right?
No, we are not doing that.
I wouldn't do Subway Gibson, but I would do McRib Gibson.
Hey, Subby.
Hey, I would do McRib Gibson. Hey, McRib Gibson. Hey, how's it going? McRib, how you doing today? Doing good, thanks. Doing good.
Oh, okay. So let's think about this. Do you think someone is going to be silly enough to actually change their name?
I bet you they will. I bet you. It's America. No offense, America. But I think somebody's going to do it. I can't wait to hear. Friends of the podcast, is there anything that you love so much that you would change your name over?
No.
No. Well, I'd be tempted, but probably wouldn't do it.
Not for food.
Not for food. Not for food.
For food.
That's all I got to say about that. I just shake my head at that. Shake my head at that weird contest.
I can't wait to hear who does this.
I know, right? How exciting.
Hey, Subway, how's it going?
Right? You'd be like, what?
Oh, no, please don't.
Please don't do it.
Don't do it. Bad idea.
Bad idea.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
But apparently, people have problems with fruit.
So the issue was that some people loved everything. And then some people just hated some things.
Apparently plums and nectarines were.
Yeah, there was no fruit that was safe. There was no safe fruit. Maybe, no, there was nothing. Everything was picked. No, huh? Everything was picked. I would say out of all of them, cherry was probably picked the least.
Oh.
Yeah. Right? I would say.
Okay.
Right. I made it hard, right? Because they were all such good fruits.
They are good fruits.
Like, I'm making you guys work for this one this week.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I thought I would do. Okay. So you know what? And people, feel free to send us your ideas for when has to go.
Yep. That would be great.
Right. Because
you know how to get a hold of us.
Yeah, right. Sometimes it's a challenge. Sometimes, but and then some people ask, where was the bumbleberry? I posted the picture where the bumbleberry was.
There's no bumbleberry.
Well, yes. I posted a picture where Haley Sims, somebody else asked who, I don't remember who. So I Googled, found the picture, and it said right underneath, bumbleberries. And I posted
it. It's a pie.
It wasn't a pie. There was no pie involved.
Uh-huh.
No pie involved.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, right? You know, just saying, Samantha. Okay. Did you know that the heat wave in the Mediterranean is affecting the sea temperatures so badly that right now the sea, the Mediterranean Sea, I don't know if it's all the sea or parts of the sea, is hotter than a hot tub.
That seems odd.
It was on the news.
Okay.
They said the water in some parts of the Mediterranean was at 100 degrees.
Oh, that's really warm.
That's horrible.
I guess Greta Thunberg was right then, hey, about climate change.
Apparently that little kid wasn't lying. Right? That kid was telling the truth. She said we were in trouble, and we are.
She did. Yeah, the kid was right. And now we're never going to hear the end of it from that generation, hey?
Oh.
Nobody likes I told you so, Greta. Nobody likes I told you so.
My only advice for Greta, and it has nothing to do about climate change, just think of the backlash that came from being a Karen. So just be careful, Greta. Don't be this generation's Karen, right? Nobody wants to hear about that, right?
Nobody needs an I told you so, even though the fish are probably boiling up as we speak.
They're coming cooked, right? They're coming cooked. They're floating up. They're floating up done.
That is not a good thing, hey?
It's not good. It's not good. It's not good.
You know what? Like, is this something that Gen X needs to take, like, a little bit of a hit for? Because we pretended that climate change doesn't exist?
No. Because here's the thing, right? With the whole Gen X movement, which we're a part of, we're not taking the hit for nothing. That's not in our playbook, right? Not in our playbook to own anything. We came, we saw, we conquered. And the reason, Samantha, why we can't take the hit is because we had no guidance. We had no adult supervision. We had no people telling us yes or no, right or wrong. Nobody cared, right? Remember? They loved us, but they didn't give a fuck about us.
You know what it is, though? I think we're the generation that really knows how to just keep having fun and partying and drinking and listening to music and connecting with our inner child.
Yes.
And we've decided that we don't own anything.
Not to blame for that shit.
We don't own shit.
Here's the difference. If I would have known all that we know now back in 1985 would have been different, but we didn't know about it then.
We didn't.
So all we could do is do better now.
I think that we're trying to do better now.
Yeah, that's all we can do is try and do better now.
And again, I think Greta's generation needs to own this shit and they can deal with it now.
And they're really smart, right? Like I think Greta's generation, that should be what it's called, Greta's generation. I think that they're smarter than the average Gen X generation kid. So fix it.
Yeah.
Go off and fix it.
Figure it out. Okay. Let us know. Let us know what we have to recycle.
What do you need us to do? We'll jump on board. Right? Because nobody from Gen X claims to be a brilliant superstar.
No.
That's not our forte. Some of us are a little smarter than others. some of us just get through. Yeah. We all just got along. That's all. Right. We didn't learn about that shit.
No, we did not.
Right.
We did not.
That's all, Samantha. Not owning that, to tell you that right now. Take that back. Take that thought back.
Yeah. We're going to give it to Greta.
Giving it to Greta. We hit it back to Greta. She seems like the smartest cookie in the room.
She does.
Right? Let Greta solve it.
That sounds like a plan.
Right?
We're horrible. Okay.
We are.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about a washroom again. Because it was gross.
It was weird.
When we were out last Friday and I went to the
washroom. Don't say where.
I'm not going to. And I went to the washroom and I'm like, oh my, it's
hot
in here.
Hot.
It was like cool in the restaurant, hot in the bathroom.
Hot.
Uncomfortably so. And I was like, that's really odd.
It's a weird feeling. In the bathroom, right? When it's hot.
And I was just like, that is gross. Because to me, that just propagates smells and
uncleanliness. Bleh. Right? Like mold and spores and things.
Yeah. It's like you walked into a wall of like humidity and ick.
Yeah. It was really.
And if I felt like I could take all the paper towels in the world and I still wouldn't feel clean.
It was similar to like that place I won't name where we used to work a million years ago, and you'd walk into the fitting area and it was like walking in, right? Like the wall of ass, right? Sweaty ass, swass. That's what it was. It was just a lot of swass.
Shauna Foster on C95 said that this morning.
Did she use our word? We're all gonna have swass. Swass. Sweaty ass, right? Sweaty ass.
Oh my god, I love that. That's a good word, actually.
It's swass.
Swass. And then what did we come up with? A cankle,
a relbo,
yeah.
It was all the things when you become plus size, which we're part of the world.
Yeah.
Right? Grow into one. Your cankle, your elbow to your wrist became a relbo.
Relbo. Yeah.
Your schneck, which was your neck into your shoulders, you got a schneck. It was bad. It was not good.
It was not
really
good.
Bad. No. It was really, but really bad.
The worst working at where we worked was the wall of swass in the summer. It was always a little bit disgusting.
There was the smell of that. And then because there was carpet, then there was a mixture of dirty feet smelled like dirty feet and hay that a horse pissed on. Wasn't pretty.
I forgot about that.
Right? It can take you right back, can't it?
Yes.
Right? It wasn't good. It wasn't
so
good.
Bad.
It was so nasty. Okay. Got to get past it.
Okay. Walking past it.
Okay. Last week we talked about angel food cake.
Yes.
What's devil's food cake?
I don't know. The devil made it. I don't know. It's
just like a chocolate cake. Devil's food? It's chocolate.
Yeah.
Just a chocolate cake?
It's a chocolate cake, isn't it?
And is it devil because it's like yummy?
It's good, delicious.
So it's bad? So that makes it bad?
I don't know.
Is that the
reason? Angel food cake is white. Devil's food cake is chocolate?
I think it's chocolate.
Or is it?
No, I think it's just chocolate.
Is it chocolate?
I think it's chocolate. Looked delicious. I saw a picture. It's chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it looks good. That's all I had to say about that.
Is it now something that you need to have in your repertoire?
Well, I love chocolate cake, right?
Because last week you declared that nobody cared about angel food cake. So are we declaring nobody cares about devil's food cake?
I think we don't know about devil's enough about it to care. Right? So you totally cared enough.
Okay. No offense, but you cared enough to mention it, hey?
I cared enough and I snapped a picture of it. Yeah. Because I have respect for it. Right?
But you've never eaten it before.
Well, I've had chocolate cake if that's what it
is. That's I'm not respect- chocolate. It's not the same thing.
I don't know. You don't know what it is. So you shouldn't. Don't be all experting me on this. You don't know what you're talking about. I hate when you do that. You always
do
that. Right? And then you like, shut up. That's what I got to say to you. Shut up. Right?
I make you doubt yourself. I love that.
Right? Drives me crazy. Oh my goodness. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Samantha.
Okay, so I'm going to throw in some celebrity news here.
Okay.
I'm sure everyone's heard already that Cardi B apparently threw her microphone at a fan who threw their drink at her. And I'm like, what did you expect her to do when you threw something at her?
Right.
But I learned this morning, apparently, that she was performing in Vegas and it was really hot and she was outside. So she and her DJ were encouraging people to throw water on her to keep her cool.
Okay.
So what you see in the photo or in the video is this person throwing their whatever's in their cup, and it looked like water because it was clear, onto her, and she was immediately offended and threw her
microphone
at the fan. But it gets even better. Because at first you're like, oh, yeah, okay. She reacted to somebody throwing water on her or whatever. But she encouraged this to happen. So what do you think has happened to her now?
Oh, is she in jail?
She's been charged with assault.
Nice.
The person is charging her with assault. And most likely will go to court. And you know that somebody in Vegas is going to be
something.
Like, I'm getting a lawyer and I'm going to get my $10 million bucks.
Yeah, because don't invite me to do something and then change the rules.
What do people always say? They're citing emotional distress.
Oh, of course, right? Oh, that sounds like right out of Maury Povich.
From what?
Yeah, exactly, right? It's funny when you talk about lawsuits because Jason Aldean, who we talked about last week, he's suing The View, all the people on The View, for $40 million for defamation.
Oh my God, seriously?
Yeah, apparently he's going after them because he didn't like what they had to say about him.
Well, they definitely said a lot.
They definitely did, right?
They definitely said a lot.
I don't know. You know what? You got to just keep your mouth shut sometimes. Like that's what we did, right? We brought it up and said, but we're not touching it with a 10-foot pole. Right? You don't get to know what I think actually on this.
You know what I think is interesting? Is that stars are now, they're getting feisty. They're getting feisty about a lot of stuff. Cardi B is throwing microphones and people are throwing lawsuits everywhere.
Yep.
I can't wait. This is like a great episode of Housewives of New Jersey.
Totally,
let's
right?
Let's do this.
We're just waiting for Andy Cohen to take a seat. Right?
Oh, this is getting good, people. Sit back, get your popcorn.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you got to do. Make a big production of all this drama. Drama, 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 drama.
Drama, drama,
drama,
drama.
So much drama. So much drama, Samantha. In New Jersey.
I love it.
Right? It's kind of funny.
Okay. Well, you know what? There's also... Oh, okay. So we know the 90s have come back, right?
Yeah.
What is the worst fashion trend during your lifetime?
Neon.
Oh, it's like hardcore back, hey?
We saw a lot of it in the Barbie movie.
We saw a lot of it in the Barbie movie.
I thought that neon was the worst, worst. That is my worst.
I saw neon.
I wore it. I wore it. I'm guilty.
Yeah. I saw a neon green Jeep on my way home today.
Oh, why would you do that?
I don't know. Such I don't know. An ugly color.
What do you think? What was your worst?
The worst. You know what? And I still think it's horrible. The worst fashion trend is wearing your jeans below your butt.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
It is a bad fashion trend.
That's a bad one.
It's baggy jean times 100.
Yeah, I agree. That's really horrible too.
Baggy jean, fine. But when that baggy jean is below your butt and I need to see your butt crack and your underwear.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
I think
the thing is I don't think I need to see underwear.
I don't want to see. Okay. You know, remember we talked about a while ago that the thong was coming back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Women showing their thong up above their jean.
Yeah.
Like that's a trend that never should come back.
It shouldn't come back. It should not come back. Right. It should just stay in the time capsule.
Like it was bad then. It's bad now.
It's horrible.
Yeah. Bleh. It's
really, really bad.
Like I get it. Marky Mark, you know, you did your thing. But Marky Mark isn't doing that anymore.
No, right? Marky Mark grew up and pulled up his pants. Pulled up his pants, right? His mom said, Marky Mark, time to pull up your pants now, right? You're 20. Get your pants pulled up, Marky Mark, right? Yeah, not cool. And I'm not necessarily a fan of the bell bottom either, like the flare. No, there's a difference. The bell bottom, not a fan.
Yes.
That's a little much, right? It's
270s for me.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's something I got to share. Caught myself doing it. I'm actually surprised. Sometimes, Samantha, I just blow my mind at my talent. At my self-talent, right?
You're not going to sing again, are you?
I'm not going to sing now. I was singing. I was singing on Saturday, right? Driving along, doing my chores like I always do, right? And Don't Stop Believing by Journey comes on.
Oh.
You know, right? It's been a mystery. And then it leads up to the
high note that no one can reach except for him.
And her. And her, which is me. And her. I was hitting it. I was hitting the note.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
I can guarantee you, if you turned off your radio, you were not.
I was too. I was singing it with him right where he was.
Oh.
Right where he was. Uh-huh. It's like I had the tight jeans on too, singing away.
Don't stop.
Baby. Way better than that. Like, right, right. Like, oh. Yeah, I was like, this is probably the most shocking thing that I learned. I have a rocking vibrato.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You are so tone deaf. You are so tone deaf.
I'm not that
you
tone deaf.
You don't have nothing rocks on you. Like, let's be honest.
Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Right? No. Stop, Billy. I'm not going there for you, but
don't.
I can't. Right? It was like the showcase of the immortals. I'll tell you that right now.
The immortals.
I feel like I'm like really, really good. Yeah. I'm really, really good, Samantha.
You have zero to back that up.
Really? What about when I do my John Denver, right? Got me a cow and I got me a kitchen. Flapjacks cooking.
Nope,
girlfriends,
you don't
bitching.
Even know the words.
Life ain't Stop. Nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Right? That
don't
one?
Don't even know the words.
Okay? And the na 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 na. Like that, right?
Stop.
Totally. Right? And like in excess, right?
Uh-huh.
You know?
Nope.
Like, remember when I did that concert?
Nope.
And then at the Copacabana?
Nope.
At the Copacabana. Nope.
You know, this is not an encouragement for you to sing. This is not for you to sing. This is, I don't think anybody needs you to sing.
Makes my heart happy.
I know, but that's why you do it in your car so no one else can hear you.
Fine.
Right? I remember, if I remember correctly, you were vacationing in Ontario with your sister and you recorded her and you singing in the van on
the
way
lane.
Either to the lake or back from the lake.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you two were doing. And you recorded yourself singing an 80s tune. I can't even remember what it is now.
It's probably like Rebel Yell or Money Money.
And yeah, it was horrible. You were off key. You barely knew the words.
Oh, but we were happy.
Yes, but it was horrible. So
we
don't
were carpool
think that
karaoke.
You can sing.
Oh, don't. Okay, fine. Okay. Fine. Burst my bubble.
Sing in your car to your heart's content.
I will. And now I'm going to start singing in yours too.
All I ask is that you do not enter a song competition where I have to attend.
Okay, fine. You know what? My talent is greater than that. So just.
Your talent is greater than that.
It's not yours to take over.
How big is your talent?
Really big. It's unlimited. My mom said we can be anything we want to be.
You know what? That is the unfortunate thing that your 70s parent told you.
Anything you want to be, Lisa, you just go for it. Okay, Mom.
You know what?
Yeah.
There are just some things children don't need to be told. You can be anything you want. No, they can't, actually.
No, they can't.
They can't be anything they want because sometimes you need talent or skill.
Right.
That's the problem.
I guess that's the
Case
problem.
Case in point.
All right, Samantha, stop beating me over the head with it.
Just saying.
Don't make my heart sad.
I'm just saying,
right?
I don't want to make your heart sad, but your mother was wrong.
You're trying to crush my spirit.
I'm not crushing your spirit.
Sometimes you're a spirit crusher. There's dream catchers and spirit crushers. You are a spirit crusher sometimes. Sometimes you crush the spirit.
You know what? That makes my heart happy.
Right? And I think I could go right back to the beginning of the podcast and think of all the times you probably kind of crushed my spirit a little bit.
And that's the name of the podcast today,
right,
folks.
Right.
Sam crushes spirits.
Spirit crusher.
Spirit crusher.
I thought it was gutter girl, but I think it's might be spirit crusher. Oh, Samantha, Samantha, Samantha.
Fun times, Lisa, fun times.
To quote the great Sheila Sperling, Samantha, Samantha, Samantha. Right?
All right, guys. We want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. And you might just find it being mentioned here during an episode. If you don't want to email, though, we would encourage you to do that. So we have it down on a piece of paper and we can actually, you know, reference back to it. You can also DM us on Facebook or Instagram with any of your thoughts or comments. And we would love it if you guys connected with us on our social media. You know that we've got Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and now we're kind on YouTube.
Kind of the threads too, but we're not doing anything with it.
We're not doing anything. Okay.
Well, let's we don't
add
understand
one more
it.
Social media right. to the world.
Right. We don't understand it enough.
No,
yet.
We don't.
But yay for the YouTube.
Yes. So but all you guys ever have to do on any of these socials is type in I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, and you're going to find us. And with YouTube, you're actually going to see us record our
like we
episode,
are right now.
So you can see us and hear us.
However, we still need you to go to your podcast app and listen to the podcast because we need to have the download.
We need you to download and subscribe because that helps right. us out.
Yes.
So help us out. That would be great.
Help us out. Come on, help us out.
We do have Patreon, and Patreon is www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early, an extra episode every month. And this episode that we recorded for July will actually be a video.
How cool.
Yes. So Patreon, you're getting a
Stay
video.
Stay tuned. Stay yeah. tuned. And you're getting it. No, you're not getting it in the month. You're so no. close to the month.
We recorded it in July.
In the month, right? So close.
But we're getting better.
We're getting better.
And just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. We want to thank John Domingo for helping us out with our podcast and now also doing the video for our YouTube. He's quite wonderful at that. And he is the best kept secret in podcasting.
Thank you, John. Samantha, another week is come and gone.
Come and gone, Lisa.
Come and gone. We got some vacations coming up.
Yes, we do.
Right? So stay tuned, friends of the podcast. You're going to hear, probably see things from our trips, separate trips, but yep. we got some things coming up.
Mm-hmm. We do.
All right. Okay. You know what? I would love to stay and chit chat. This girl's got to pee. So I can't just stick around tonight and hang out with you and just keep chatting all night long.
We gots to go.
The dream to John Domingo right there. All right, Samantha. All right, friends of the podcast, have a fantastic week. Tell all the people you know about us. Remember, we're trying to get out there in the world so people recognize us and say, hey, it's you guys. And then we want you to come along with us.
Yeah.
Samantha, anything else for this week?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, well, I think I'm better. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Mm-hmm. Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.